Perikva Bishlimul Shulash Avonim Shaasan Shtei Ashaasan Shtei Shnei Chiraim Dit Mesachas Min Hachitzoyna Hoim Tzoyz HaMishamesh Esit Meir Tmeir. Okay, let's look at the mission of the Rav. The Rav says Shulash Avonim Shaasan Shtei Chiraim Shoeven Hoim Tzoyz Mishamesh Esh Luzu Luzu. Like in this picture, we have three stones, and the three stones are probably attached to the ground. Okay, next, where's the Rav? Hoim tzois hamishamesh es latimea, chetzio shel hoim tzois, half of the middle one hamishamesh es lachitzoina, shitimea timea, the chetzio hamishamesh es lachitzoina, shihi tohoira tohoira. So we have here dead sherets in between. So half of the stone, the half of the stone that's mishamesh es to this stone is timea, and the half that's mishamesh es to this is tohoira.
Right.
Okay, so let's list them. Okay, weiter. Okay, so Shol Shavonim Shason Shtei Chiraim Nit Nis Achas Menachitzoino. If one, the outer one, Hoim Tzois, half of the son, Hamishameshes Satmeya Tmeya, Hamishameshes Hatohoira Tohoira. Next case. Nitlo Hatohoira. Ooh, let's say it was taken away. Huchlito Hoim Tzois Latmeya. Okay, Rav. The Rav says Nitla Nechlata Hoim Tzois Latmeya. The Kula Tmeya. So let's look at the picture. We have here three stones. 1, 2, 3. Nitla Em Tzois. Nitla Hatahira. Huchlata Hoim Tzois Latmeya. Nitla Hatmeya. So we have three stones. 1, 2, 3. Which one is tummy? This one that's 100% tummy. This one that's 100% tar, because the sheret is in between. So when you put, let's talk about this moment in time. At this moment in time, what's the halacha? We have 1, 2, 3 stones. And in between stone 1 and stone 2, we have a dead sheret. So what's the halacha at this moment in time? Stone number 1 is Temeah. Stone number 3 is Tahira. Stone number 2, 50-50. 50% is Temeah, 50% is Tahira.
This one should be cut in half too.
No, because that's the point. This one is not being used for any. This is the exterior. It doesn't matter. Since the exterior is not being used for another stone, so the entire stone is Temeah.
You mean there's not another stone here? You mean if there was another stone here? If
there was another stone, then you write the Nechlan, and then we would split down the cent. Since there is a grand total of three stones, so the entire stone is Temeah, and this entire stone is Tahira, and this stone is going to be 50-50. Now, what happens? Because then we learned the last mission was there were five stones. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So when there's dead sherets, are absolutely correct. When there's dead sherets, we split it down the middle 50-50. 50% is Tmeya, 50% is Tahira. That was correct. But in this instance,
since there's nothing
on the other side, so automatically the entire stone is Tmeya, and this entire stone is Tahira. And this stone in the middle is 50-50. 50 is Tmeah, 50 is Tahira. Now it comes a little. What happens if we remove one of the stones? So we can remove either this stone or this stone. If we remove this stone, now this middle stone is only going to serve this stone. So the entire stone becomes Tmeah. On the other hand, if we remove this stone, then this entire stone becomes Tahira. Nasa Hamtsos Tmeah Kula. In this case, Nitahara Ha'Eben Hamtsos Kamoy Kol Kira Tmeah Shenitsos Shashvir Tahira. Okay, you got the case? So we have three stones. In this case, let's go all the cases. In this case, there are five stones. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We have a sheretz in the middle. So what's the halacha? We divide each stone 50-50. Why do we divide each stone 50-50? Because each stone, even this stone, half of this stone is being used for this stone. And this stone is Tahira. So therefore we have to share. Only 50% of the stone is Tmeah. But in this case, we only have three stones. So we have a sheretz in between stone 1 and stone 2. What's talacha? Stone number 1 is tameya. Stone number 3 is tahara. Stone number 2 is 50-50. What happens when we remove? Are you with me?
Yeah.
You look vertracht.
I'm tired. I'm sorry. I'm also vertracht. You're right.
Okay, you okay?
I'm okay, but I am vertracht. But it's okay.
One, two, three stones. Yeah. You have three stones. Yeah. At this moment in time, what's the halacha?
The halacha is that the...
Number one is tmeya. Yeah. Number three is...
Tahar.
And number two is... 50-50. Now, we're going to remove one of the stones. Mm-hmm. If we remove this... If we remove this stone is gone. Mm-hmm. All we're left with are stone one, stone two. What happens now to stone number two? Automatically, the entire stone is tameya. No longer do we say only 50% is tameya. The entire stone is tameya. Why? Because stone number two is only serving stone number one. And therefore, we have a dead sheretz in between, so the entire stone is tameya. But if we do the opposite, let's say we remove stone number one, and all we have left is stone two and three, then the stone number two becomes 100% tahira. Because stone number two was only serving stone number three. That's it. That's halacha. So here you go. Nitlo ha-tahara. If the tahara stone is taken away, that stone number three is taken away, chuchlita ha-emtso is. The middle stone has now been designated.
Yeah.
Like it's like muchlat, like a mitzara muchlat.
Yeah.
Confirmed.
Beautiful.
Chuchlita ha-emtso is la-tanea. This middle stone has become designated for this stone, which basically means it's now stone number two is completely tameya, period. Nitla ha-tameya. Let's say the stone number one was taken away. Nitla ha-tahara, I skipped, let's see. Nitla ha-tahara, chokhle tohoim soos la-tameya, period. Nitla ha-tameya, let's say stone number one was taken away, chokhle tohoim soos, the middle stone now has been designated la-tahara, and now the middle stone becomes 100% tahar.
There's no middle stone anymore.
Exactly. Now the middle, there is a middle stone. The middle stone, here's the middle stone. The middle stone now becomes designated for the one that's tar.
Oh, I see what you mean. If they took away the right one, there's always two.
At the end, there's always two.
Yeah.
We're starting off with three.
Okay, yeah. Okay. First, we took away this guy.
So now...
We said both of them are tummy.
What, it was tummy until now. This was already tummy.
I'm saying.
And
both of them are tummy.
And this was 50% tummy.
Now they're both tummy.
Now it's entirely tummy.
Right. Let's say we take away
this stone, right?
So this one's tummy and this one's...
No, this one now becomes tahar. The 50% that was tummy until now becomes tahar.
Even though the mouse is right there?
Yeah. Because the mouse, it's stone. So what? It's not an oven. Just because it's touching, it's stone. It's not mekabel tuma. Stone is not mekabel. Stone is not mekabel tuma when it's serving a function. It's no longer serving a function because this stone was no longer serving the stone that's tame. It's now only serving the stone that's tar. So now it becomes tama. It's like a netitza. It's like the oven was shattered. Good. Okay, right. The next part of the Mishnah. Nitmush. Now let's say we have a new case. The two outer ones became tamim. Here is this. We have a very large stone in the middle. Okay, a very large stone. And there's a stone here, a stone here. So this middle stone is really serving this stone, and you want to put a pot. Where you put a pot down, like over here, right? You see, we put the pot down on the two stones. Here's the pot, and we rest the pot on the two stones. But in this instance, the middle stone is so large, you have this area in between that's not necessary. So you have a dead sheretz over here, a dead sheretz over here. We put kdei shvisa mikan tame. In other words, whatever the shear is, a tefach, it has three etzbos. Three etzbos, according to the Rosh, it's three etzbos. We give three fingers worth of the stone to this stone, three fingers, and everything in the middle is tar. That's it.
What's the last case again?
im Häuser nitmu shtayim hachitzenios. If the two outer stones became tummy, stone one and stone three.
This is a totally new case.
And we have in the middle of a very large stone.
Right.
So we give kidei. What do we do? Im hoysa nitmu shtayim hachitzenios. Im hoysa himsos gedol. The middle stone was gedol. It was very large.
Right.
Then noisa we give lazo kidei shifis. So mikan lazo kidei shifis mikan diashar tar. We give three etzbos from this stone to here, three etzbos from this stone to here, and everything in the middle
the
is
three etzbos. Show me where.
From the dotted line.
Yeah, but where the three etzbos from the end is from the end to the middle.
To the,
you go three.
You start from the very end and you go in three etzbos. Right.
From the end you go three etzbos.
And both sides. Right, and the middle is tar.
So how do you read that inside?
Nitmu shtayim hachitzonos. If the two outer stones were tummy. If the middle stone was very large, we give to this one.
Yeah.
Right. Enough space in the middle stone to put a pot down in the middle. Right. And to this stone, the ashar, everything in the middle is tar.
Good.
That's it. Okay, let's see over here.
Another case.
Well, let's see. Ketana. Let's say it was ketana, hakol tame. Let's say the middle stone is ketana. It's a small stone in the middle.
Okay.
Okay, it's not showing you a picture. It's not showing you a picture. Here it is. Here is the picture. There is no picture. It's self-assumed. It's poshut. There are three stones.
Yeah.
And the middle stone, is small. And there's a dead sheretz in between one and two, and a dead sheretz in between two and three.
Okay.
So then the entire middle stone is tame.
Both sides.
No, not both sides. The entire middle stone. Hakol tame means the entire middle stone. If the middle stone is a small stone, it's less than six etzvos. That's the number because it's three and three, and there's a dead sheretz in between one and two, and between two and three,
yeah.
Then the entire middle stone is tame.
Yeah.
Okay? Pashut. Okay, nitma shon mekan lusik. Kdesh vizu dukan shatar vim nochay zoktana kol tame. Right. Nishbois, new case. Nitlo hem tsois. Now, what happens if we take away the middle stone? Okay. Im yach lishbois alacha yoru gedoyla tmeya. Okay. Lishbois alehem al shteach itzenes. So here's the new case. We have here three stones. One, two, three. And there's a dead sheretz in between one and two and two and three.
Good.
And now we completely uproot the middle stone.
Good.
So, what's the halacha? Stone one and stone three automatically become tahar, unless the space between one and three is small enough where you can put a large pot.
Yeah.
You can put a large pot upon one and three. Then
we're talking about where those stones are bigger than six.
No, it doesn't make a difference. How low? Let's say the stones are less than six.
Well,
no, adrabba. Because if it's more than six, then you don't need it. Then the outside of the stone might be indeed tall. It doesn't talk about that case. That's not the case. Let's assume that there's small stones. They're still small stones, and you have three lined up: one, two, and three. And there's a dead sheretz between one and two, and between two and three.
Oh.
So what's the halacha? All three stones are 100% tame.
Okay.
Right? Now, you take away the middle stone.
Correct.
When you take away the middle stone, now all we're left with is one and three.
Okay.
And we get rid of the shrotzim.
Okay.
The one and three, are they still tame or now they become tar? So the halach is, if the gap between one and three is small enough so that you can put upon the tip of one and three a large pot, they remain tame. But if the gap between 1 and 3 is large, is so big that you can no longer put upon them 1 and 3 a large pot, then what's the halacha?
It's tar.
So now,
how do you know what's considered a large pot?
A large pot, I guess they had measurements. I guess they whatever it was. We don't know what the measurements are. Tahira. So the millstone was taken away. Now what happens if I put it back? I took it apart. There was a dead sheretz. I took it apart and now it was so large you can't fit a large. So what happens? One and three become tar.
Yeah.
And now what do I do? I put it back in the middle.
Oh, you took it away and then you put it back.
I put it back. So now what happens? Let's say I return it to Hoira. If I put it back to Hoira, Rav, Shabbatla, it doesn't make a difference. Why? Doesn't make a difference. Even if I put it back, it doesn't make a difference. Once you shatter a pot, even
it's a
if
pot or it's a stone.
Well, it's a stone, but once you shatter something, even if you reassemble it, it doesn't make a difference. Once it's been shattered, it's tahara. Once it's been shattered, it's tahara.
It's hard to me really understand that. Okay.
Okay, because now that you know what's wrong.
Because now it's not, Lamaisa, now if I would, this is 20 years later, right? How am I supposed to know that these three little rocks?
No, it just means it just means that. Oh, you say how do you know? Okay, whatever. Let's assume that you know.
I'm not clear on that.
You have three stones, 1, 2, 3, right? You have a dead sheresh from 1, 2, and 3. So what's the halach? All three stones are tame. We start the case again. Stone 1, stone 2, stone 3. There's a debt between 1 and 2 and 2 and 3.
Right.
What's the halacha?
Tame.
All three stones are tame. I now take away the middle stone. There's not an, it's the gap between 1 and 3 is too large.
Right.
I can't fit a pot between 1 and 3. So what's the halacha? 1 and 3 becomes? What's the halacha? 1 and 3?
Tar.
Now, I take that stone and I put it back in the middle. I try to reinstate it to its original state.
Okay.
Does the tumma come back?
No.
That's all it says. Yerugda, let's nidlahim tsois, im yachlash even if I put it back to her. However,
Yerugda, what's the case?
That was the previous case. We did that already.
The three case. Give me the three case. Then she took it away.
Herzira.
Okay.
Nitlo ha'im tzois.
Okay.
If I take away the middle stone, im yachol lishbois alecha yare gedola. If I can put upon 1 and 3 a large pot, tamea. Period. Now let's say I can't. Let's say I can't put upon a large pot. I can't put a pot. Okay, it's too big. So what's the halacha? What's the halacha?
If it's too big, it's tough.
Exactly. What happens if I try to bring back to
reinstate,
put
that's the
herzira,
right.
Herzira, I bring it back.
Good.
Also Torah, it doesn't make a difference.
Reinstate.
However,
reinstate,
let's say mercha betit. Let's say I smeared with tit.
Yeah. What?
I smear the stone, the third stone, I put it back on the ground, and I now smear with tit.
Yeah.
Like I see it out of cement, I do the same thing to the middle stone. Now mikabelas tumah mishiyasiken kedei levash lecha esabeitza. Then it becomes tamei. Take a look at the Rav. Mikabelas tumah mishiyasiken the boy hesik kikir chadasha. You have to heat it up. You have to heat it up a second time. Just because I cement it, the tumah is not going to be reinstated. As you may be misled to believe that if I take the third stone, the middle stone, and I cement it back to where it was originally, that alone will reinstate the tumah. Kamash mula, no. If you want there to be a new tumah, you have to. It's not mekabel tumah. Mekabel es tumah mishiyasakena. You have to fire up the oven for the very first time. Even if a sheretz now falls in between stone 1 and stone 2, it's still not going to be mekabel tumah until you actually make a fire. As we learned, that an oven is not mekabel tumah until it's complete. What completes the oven? When you use it for the very first time. Okay? Zalos ha-beitza. That's it. The boy has a kira chadasha. Mercha betit.
Right.
I take stone number 3, and I smear it with cement.
So that's mekabel tumah.
No, it's not mekabel tumah. Just because I smear it with cement, it's not mekabel tumah yet until mekabelus tumah. When? When is it now susceptible to tumah? Mishayasikena.
Yes.
I have to light up. I have to make a fire.
Good.
And I have to cook a pot. Kedei levashel olecha es habeitza.
It doesn't. It's like the.
Brand new,
it's like the sufgani.
Right, the sufgani, but here it's for a beitza, here it's a kira. So
a kira gets it's a beitza.
The shir is a beitza. You have to go light it up, you have to light a fire that you're able to go cook a beitza, like we learned last time, a beitza. Okay, let's chaz the whole Mishnah. Let's chaz the Mishnah, nochmal.
Okay.
Okay, Shalosh Avonim Shason Shtei Kirayim. We have three stones. 1, 2, 3. So these three stones serve as...
That's how I get to the location.